Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
3 o'clock on a beautiful fall afternoon in Boston. WEEI Afternoons here. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson joining the fun.
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's happening?
How are we doing?
Big Ted.
How are you? Tremendous.
I'm doing good.
Do you like these cool, crisp autumn days?
Nick,
it reminds you of football?
The older I get, the less and less I do. The bones are a little achy. It's a little hard to stretch. Hard to feel limber, you know.
It does take an extra dog walk to kind of get up to speed on a day like this.
Yeah. But I do enjoy the my favorite time to dress is in the winter because you got the accessories, you got the muck.
Yep.
You got the scarf. I like to go sometimes with a cool beanie every now and then, even though I got this. The fire hood keg, the keg
oh,
head,
keg head,
yeah,
Ted.
Yeah.
Keg
so
head.
Even
oh,
though
yeah.
it doesn't look. I just like the accessories in the winter. So.
I kind of like the European assassin look you're rocking today. Like is I would, it? I would. Today is of all days, yeah. I would not mess with you.
Boom!
I like
that. You're
looking
I do
sharp.
Look like,
look,
yeah.
You do, yeah.
I like that.
Like, Ted, like
today's the day you wouldn't mess with.
No.
So every other day. You
no,
mess
there's
with
a little. There's something. You know what I mean? There's a little something a little lighter and more fun. Today is like I am here for business.
Like it looks that. Like he has. Like it looks like you have a particular set of skills.
Skills that could make him a nightmare for people. Like
exactly.
Oh, I don't know me.
But do you know what I like about the assassins, at least how
they're
portrayed?
Halloween light on a zipper.
They're very detail-oriented. Like, everything's perfect and timed out and planned and meticulous, and it's got to be laid out this way. And the strategy of how you're going to kill the person is all lined out, and you do the same stuff over and over, the discipline of it. I think I'd be down for that kind of career, you know, just the discipline of being an assassin.
You know, just casual coworker
right.
talk today.
And you know what? You know what I would love to never have happen? Ted karate chopped me in the throat like Liam Neeson.
Football. It's like murder.
Okay. Also, meticulous, one of my five favorite words.
Yeah, I like that.
It's a great word.
But it's not always with the hand-to-hand combat. You know, it's like the
200
yards away or 200 mile or a mile away, you know?
I always think is the part you're talking about, not only the order of it, but when they do it calmly, like they shoot him, and then he's not in a rush. He's take the silencer off. It goes back in
like
the bag.
The bag
gets zipped.
Very Day of the Jackal type of thing. Just sort of like, did my job.
Yeah.
I feel like a bad assassin shoots, freaks out, and runs, and that's why they get caught.
Correct.
They're like,
correct.
I don't know, but I saw this guy running over there with a gun. That might be the person you're looking for. So that's interesting.
Another life, perhaps.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know that you want to go down that road, but it is. It's 3 o'clock. Ted's here. It's time for a 3-point stance.
We need teams!
We need teams!
We need teams to help!
Yeah, there you go!
It's the 3-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers!
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Your tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're finding new and exciting ways to intimidate your coworkers,
yep, that's me, baby.
You got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off today. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
I sort of am, but I also was just thinking, like, if they ever come to me and say, did Ted ever mention wanting to be an assassin? I have to go, well, yeah, he actually did that one day on the radio.
You can rewind the tape, man.
Right, that's why we have the Odyssey app. Download it today to listen to your favorite show or provide evidence.
So, yes, I did see it coming. He said he kind of wanted to be an assassin. Yep. But, yes, I'm ready, Dan.
That's right, FBI. The WEEI Afternoons podcast is available wherever you get your podcast. All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so while I'm ready to see Ted be an assassin, I'm not ready to see a Gronk statue in Foxborough. I agree with Gronk. I thought he handled it really well, even though he said, oh, you kind of caught me off guard there. Tom Brady is different. Tom Brady is the GOAT. Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time, the greatest Patriot of all time, the greatest winner of all time. And he was the first guy to get a statue in Foxborough. We had gone 60-plus years with no statues. A lot of great players came through New England, right? John Hanna, Mike Haynes, Ty Law, whoever you want to list, they weren't statue worthy. Tom Brady was statue worthy. Tom Brady got the statue he deserved. And I won't hate it if they stop. If they want to recognize the dynasty, and that means Bill and Robert get statues, that's a but are we just going to start giving out statues for everybody? And not that Gronk is run of the mill, but he's not Tom Brady. Gronk is on a certain level. And if you put him on Brady's level, then I have to ask you, well, now how do you honor Brady in a higher level than the statue? Is that a road? Is that the stadium? Whatever it may be, Gronk is a GOAT, greatest tight end of all time, one of the greatest Patriots of all time. He'll be in the Patriots Hall of Fame. If you want to put his number on a ring of honor, if you bring that to Foxborough. But he's not worthy of a statue, and he's my favorite Patriot of all time.
How do they honor him, Ted? Is there something extra that he does deserve, though? Ring of honor, like a something like they name the end zone after him where he used to do the Gronk spikes, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm not into honoring guys on top of honoring guys on top of honoring guys. I mean, he's in the Patriots Hall of Fame, right?
Well, he will be. Yeah. He's not yet, but he will be.
Soon as he's eligible. Not enough? Like, we got to do some
that's
more?
That's how I feel.
Well, he's ringing the bell tomorrow night. He's the, quote, keeper of the light.
Yeah.
He's getting a halftime ceremony tomorrow as well.
Yeah.
Everybody also knows that he's one of the five greatest Patriots of all time, and he'll make it into the NFL Hall of Fame and the Patriots Hall of Fame. That, to me, that does seem enough. Brady just does stand head and shoulders further away from everyone else that he deserves the statue, and we should just leave it at that.
Yeah. Yeah. So who I don't know. Did John Hanna get a statue?
Nope.
He's considered the best guard to ever
correct.
Play. So, I mean, what are we doing here?
He's Let's a pro just, football Hall of
he's
Famer.
Gonna get a, he's going to get a gold jacket, which sets him apart from everybody else, and he's going to get a red jacket. So that's enough.
Yeah. The only thing is if you wanted to start some, but you already have the hall right there. Like, if people want to see, oh, there's Tom Brady, and then they want to see the other great players, the hall, just go into the hall, and they have those, what do they call those, pylons or something?
Yeah.
Those high things that come down from the ceiling. Like,
if you give Gronk a statue, then he gets then we got to go back to who's most responsible for the dynasty. Because if you're going to give, if you're going to say Brady's, 60 and Bill's 40, well, then what is Gronk?
Right.
He's got a statue. So
yeah, it's weird.
Then all of a sudden it's, anyway.
But don't open Pandora's box. Leave it at Brady.
There you go. Just leave Brady.
One and done.
But Bill's going to get his, and then Mr. K is going to get his. And so, I mean, unless you're going to build like they have at Yankee Stadium, Ted, Monument Park, where there's like tributes to all these players.
You got to quarterback versus a tight end. It's very different. I mean, the reason Gronk is because of the tight end. No offense. I mean, Gronk's a great tight end, but doesn't mean he should be recognized on the same level as Tom Brady should be.
How about name a beer garden after him?
There you
go.
Sure,
like,
man.
Seriously, like, honestly, like, name if they were to put like a cafe or a beer garden as part of the Patriots Hall of Fame presented by Raytheon, blah, blah, blah. Name it after Gronk. Do something extra
can
special
you do a
there.
Tunnel? Can you do a Gronk tunnel?
Sure.
Or an overpass?
Sure, perfect.
Or a walking bridge or something?
Yeah.
Named after Gronk?
I'm for all of it.
There
can I
go.
Ask you a quick question, though?
Yeah.
And I don't mean to put you on the spot, and you can plead the fifth like Brady famously did if you don't want. So 87, Rob Gronkowski, was also Ben Coates.
Yeah.
And you just said, and I agree with you, the quarterback kind of made Rob Gronkowski. How good was Ben Coates compared to Gronk? Like, are they closer than
They're
maybe
closer,
people think?
Closer than people
if
think.
If he had been part of the dynasty, we would
Loved
be saying
it.
Ben
closer
Coates
than
was
people think. Yes.
The greatest of
yes,
all time,
yes,
maybe?
I think. Oh, yes.
If
I think
he played
so.
In the dynasty
Correct.
Years?
I think so. Yeah. Ben was a phenomenal blocker. And he was every bit the athlete, the freakish body, big, strong, fast, quick, tough. I have so much respect for Ben. If he had Tom Brady as his quarterback, yes, he would be probably considered the best of all time.
He was my favorite Patriot until Tom Brady grabbed that mantle from him. I used to just love it during those days with Bledsoe and you guys, and I just love Ben Coates was rumbling and bumbling and stumbling. His highlights with Berman. I always wanted to know, too, you know, I'm sure there was some bittersweet element to it, but were you happy that he got a ring with Baltimore?
It didn't really register with me.
Didn't resonate.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he was kind of was that his first year there? It was kind of like
that was it. That was pretty much it.
Yeah. So and I don't remember how impactful he was on that team.
Wasn't.
I don't think he was
kind of a hanger on.
It doesn't have as much, you know, meaning for me. And I'm sure if you were to ask Ben, he probably would say the same thing. But
he's like, I got one, but
yeah.
And if you're a kid listening, go to YouTube, look for Ben Coates highlights, and particularly one game on that baseball field in Miami where he's just killing the Dolphins. He's running in dirt and an infield, and he's covered, and he just it's wow.
I think his game would. I think he could be just as good in today's NFL. Like, you know, like me in today's NFL, not so much. Ben would be great in any era of
football. Oh, yeah. The whole, like, you know, the linebackers are too slow to cover him. The safeties and corners are too small to cover him. Who are you putting on him?
Vern Lundquist calling a Ben Coates touchdown used to just be like, that would make my every Sunday.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yep. We relive that nicely.
Very good.
Andy, you've been pretty quiet about the idea that you floated off the air about how you could honor Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, a big spike in the ground and write Gronk on the side, and that'll be the Gronk spike, and you can just put it somewhere.
And when someone falls and is impaled on it?
No, it's in the ground, so the top is the flat-headed part. You drove it in like a spike.
Got it.
And Dan Ball told me not to say it on air, but then he just told me to say it on air, so I always do what Dan tells
me to
do.
Are you Radio Geppetto to his Pinocchio?
Yeah, you'd be amazed what I could write and he
just
will read.
Just put it in the prompter and Burgundy will read it.
Yeah, I haven't burned that privilege yet, but I know it's always there if I need it. All right, Fitzy, are you ready?
I am prepared.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Tell me what to say, Dan Ball. Okay, I think it's safe to say that we're all a little frustrated, if not disappointed, with how the Celtics season has started. Yes, they are not even a quarter of the way into the season. They are but, I guess, a seventh of the way into the 2025-2026 campaign. They are 5-7, and they have several, at least three, if not maybe four L's on the board that should have been dubs. They are terrible, as Justin Turpin was telling the Midday Show earlier today. In clutch time, they can't get a rebound when they need it. They can't hit a three-pointer from the corner when they absolutely got to have it. It's exceedingly frustrating to watch this team now as the Bruins are suddenly turning things around, and the Patriots are the darling of all modern American professional sports right now. Well, I've got a simple little fix. Take it from me, who has never played basketball at any level or coached at any level. A simple little fix. Just put in Simons. Anthony Simons is probably, outside of Jaylen Brown, your guy Hart, the most dynamic Celtics player right now. Your team is 25th in offense in the league. You're 24th in field goal percentage. You're 27th in three-point percentage. Guess who is shooting over 40% from the field and over 40% from three and is hot as a pistol every time he comes off the bench? Simons. Put him in.
It's not Peyton Pritchard. That is not the answer to those numbers.
No, there's...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Too much. Yeah. He belongs coming off of the bench.
It belongs in a museum.
Yes, absolutely. Put Pritchard back on the bench. Put Simons in the starting lineup. He's an energy guy. No, he doesn't play defense. Yes, the rest of the team can probably help make up for it because you got so defensively minded in the offseason and Mazzulla is running everybody ragged. Just put in your hottest shooter right now to try to help you get those extra 2 or 4 points so you don't have another skull-numbing loss to the 76ers that should have been a win.
That was a head-scratching decision. I mean, Anthony had 17 points there. In the last 2 minutes, he decided to take him out and put in Peyton Pritchard, who was terrible the whole
game.
Can't
buy a bucket.
It didn't really make sense. Yeah, Peyton played 31 minutes and was 22% from the field, yet he's going to be in there in the crunch time. Really didn't make a lot of sense. They're 2-5 in clutch games this year. Mm-hmm. I think if I was to – I was trying to find the numbers on, and I couldn't quite find it, but Mazzulla's, what is his record in clutch games over the last 3 years? I would venture to guess probably one of the worst, and that is a telling stat because that is late-game execution, which usually goes to, you know, a lot of it goes to coaching. I know, yep. Tatum's not out there, but they were terrible in clutch time even with Tatum out there typically.
Absolutely.
So the clutch stuff, I mean, that inbounds play with 8 seconds left, that's the best he came up with, so... that's been an issue. Those inbounds plays at later games, they're going to win by on the margin, and they are not a very good margin team.
No, they look terrible in those situations. Sometimes it works. Sometimes they score or they do whatever, but almost never does it look like, oh, that's exactly how they drew it up. You know what I mean? Like, wow, that was perfect. That's what I wanted, guys. It's always either helter skelter or a guy makes a shot. But and
don't tell me that shot from Derek White was a pass to Kata, and Kata just missed it. That was air ball.
Yes.
That Kata was just lucky to get his hands on.
This was another poop show. That final possession to Brown, to Derek White, and it's hit away by Drummond. Now he's chasing it. You're just kind of like, it's frenetic. Like, there's no cohesion. It's never like they drew it up. And I'm with you, Fitz. I don't know if that's the exact change. He's got to start pushing some buttons to do something.
You know what I'd love to do? I feel like it would be awesome if it make it mandatory that we know what the inbounds play called for. I want to know, what did Joe Mazzulla write up on that board? Was it supposed to end up in Derek White's hands, or was it supposed to be JB? I want to know. I want to know.
Would you pay?
Would
you subscribe to like League Pass if that came with it?
I would pay $30 a month to have some, some outlet give me that information.
Can you imagine that if we knew that? Like what it was supposed to look like, and then we watch it and see what it does look like and compare the two?
Boy, I'd love to know. Man.
You know who doesn't want that? Joe Mazzulla.
You got that right.
Some great comments on our first two of the 3-point stances here in the 3 o'clock hour on afternoons on twitch.tv/BostonWEI. Rather be golfing. I changed my mind. I do want a Gronk spike statue. It just has to be Gronk throwing Sergio Brown out of the club. Iconic moment, iconic phrasing as well. And Andy, I hate to say it, but on the text line, same number as the phone line, you guys know it. Can we now put some more respect on JT, please? He was their leading rebounder, scorer, and best defensive player. Welcome to the Joe Mazzulla de-pantsing party.
Yeah, and we're going to get into this next segment. There was a really interesting comment from Reggie Miller. I don't know which broadcast you guys watched, the national or the local. I watched the national.
Yeah.
Reggie Miller had a really interesting comment that I want to get to next segment in regards to Joe Mazzulla, the Boston Celtics, and what has happened so far this season. I thought it was eye-opening, but we'll get to that next segment.
I look forward to hearing that.
I do as well. But in the meantime, we'll head it over to Ted Johnson. Teddy, are you ready?
I'm ready, bud.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so the offensive line, obviously, last year was terrible. I mean, it was awful. So just let me remind people, last year there were 11 different starters, 11 different variations of in those games last year. There were 8 different variations in the 17 games. 11 players, different players, and 8 different variations in the 17 games. That's what I meant to say. There was 4 different left tackles last year, 2 different left guards, 3 different centers, 2 different right guards, and 2 right tackles. This year, there's only been 6 players in two variations through 10 games right now. I think the one game, Jared Wilson missed a game because of an injury, so Ben Brown substituted in for him. So no player has been replaced so far based on performance, unlike last year. Last year, they were the worst team in run blocking, and they were the worst offensive line in pass protection. This year, they're the fourth best in pass pro. They haven't improved that much in their run blocking. There, some people have them at 26th best. Some people have them at 27th best. But the point is, this is a much improved unit. I would argue, besides the quarterback, this is the most improved unit on the team. You can maybe make an argument for the wide receivers. But that is a huge, huge difference. The stability and continuity they have this year on the offensive line versus last year has made a huge difference in the success of this offense compared to last year's offense.
Couldn't agree more.
I agree, and I don't think you mentioned the name. I was listening. How much credit does Doug Marrone get in that?
Yeah.
The coach that's a very experienced, knowledgeable, longtime O-line coach. How much credit does he get in that area?
I think he gets some. I mean, when you get, you know, but he should get some because last year's offensive line coach was the first time, I think it was the first time coaches did anything last year on that team. So I think that was his first year. So
Strike Force Scott from Cleveland?
That probably was a problem. But, you know, when you have eight different starting variations in 17 games, and you know, they basically have the same five, unless someone gets hurt.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they used 11 different players to play offensive line last year. Mike Onwenu, I don't know if you guys remember this, but he played in all 17 games. He played six games at right tackle and 11 games at right guard. So he showed some versatility there, but it was an absolute mess last year where it's just nice to see stability on the offensive line this year.
And Scar always used to talk about continuity, stability, getting the same five guys working together. And I think the guy in the middle of it all deserves a little credit, too, because I didn't know much about Garrett Bradbury except what I read. And all I read when he was coming here is the Vikings didn't want him, and PFF said he sucked at everything, basically. Right?
He was the worst pass blocking center in the NFL.
He couldn't pass block.
Right.
And,
right.
Like...
But a good run blocker.
Yeah, but has he been awful?
No.
Like, he looks competitive to me, right? Like, I don't know that he's good. I don't know that the line is great, but he's been competitive. And I feel like that's a guy that we just kind of ran with the numbers or whatever was on the internet because we hadn't seen him. We didn't watch him every day. And, oh, the Vikings want to get rid of him, and the numbers say he's bad. He must be bad. And I don't think
say part of being a center, you're as good as the guy to the right and to the left.
Here. Right.
That's a very, you know, so they're covered up. They get a little bit more help with the guards on both sides of them. So sometimes it's a reflection of the three interior guys as much as it is about the one guy in the middle.
And I always love to bring this stat up because I think it's just so damn telling, but we've bandied it about a number of times on the podcast, Andy. In 2018, last year that they went to and won a Super Bowl, Ted, the offensive line was the same five guys from the first snap of game one till the end of Super Bowl 53.
Yeah. I think it's the most important unit to have continuity on. More important than linebackers, wide receivers, tight ends, defensive backs. If you have the same five guys, because they're like a microcosm, they're a team within a team, right?
Right.
And they are, you know, if one guy screws up with those five guys, then the whole offensive line gets blamed. And so it's vital that they work in harmony and together more than any other unit on the football team.
And it seems like, and I know nothing about offensive line play, but you watch them like the guard and the tackle are working combo blocks. But not every guard and tackle does it the same way. How hard you hit before you move on to the next level, and what that feels like reps. That feels
reps,
like
feel
McDaniel's time on task. We need
no doubt.
Oh, I did it with you 100 times now. I know how it's going to work every time
because exactly
we've
right.
done it 100 times.
That's exactly
so,
right.
Yeah, they're definitely a part of the success of this offense. Dan Ball, thank you for the 3-point stance. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll get back to those Celtics. They lose another nail biter to the 76ers. If they just beat the Sixers in two nail biters, they'd have a winning record, right? They'd be 7-5 instead of 5-7. But
if my aunt had, you know what?
Boom!
There you go.
Should we be disappointed in the Boston Celtics right now? Should we expect more from the Boston Celtics right now? A little Celtics talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons. Remember, 3:45, our weekly chat with Adam Schefter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.